Most people who lose weight put it back on. So how do you get down to a healthy weight and stay there? Tracy Connor is an accredited nutritionist. What are the statistics on yo-yo dieting?
Yo-yo dieting is extremely common. Within about a year, a lot of people tend to put the weight on that they originally lost. So the yo-yo term is extremely, I think a lot of people can be familiar with it if they've dieted.
Why does it happen though?
Look, for many different reasons. A lot of different approaches to dieting can be quite radical. So when someone is approaching a diet, and I'm, you know, it's quite a broad term when it comes to a diet, because some can be actually very successful and healthy, and others can be quite the opposite. But when a lot of people are approaching a diet, they're often restricting and changing their lifestyle, in quite a few different ways, and that isn't always sustainable for them. So, you know, and that can be for various different reasons. So it's really about whether a diet and a whole new lifestyle change is something that people will enjoy and stick to. Because that's often the problem, is that they don't enjoy it and then they won't stick to it.
Do you think that people also see the diet as something special that will soon be over and then they can go back to what they used to do once they're finished with the diet? So it's like a thing you do and then you stop doing.
Well, absolutely. And it's a short-term goal. Yeah. And that can lead to a lot of problems and a lot of disappointment and a lot of upset. You know, there's a lot of reasons why that isn't good. But absolutely, when we're talking about the way people view different scenarios, that certainly it's a short-term goal scenario. So they just need to have this weight loss for their next holiday or some other event happening. Or it's not a whole lifestyle change that they really need to see as a long-term event or a long-term goal, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
If people can't stick to a diet because, as you say, they don't enjoy it, how do you make it enjoyable?
Well, this is where tailored plans, so seeing someone that's an expert in the field and actually getting a tailored plan that will suit the individual and not jumping on a bandwagon of an online program that's perhaps a one-size-fits-all approach, because everyone is so different. And what an individual actually needs is often accommodating to also what they enjoy. So when we're talking about food, I mean, just because someone enjoys eating chocolate cake, for instance, they may not be able to enjoy that every day, but there are certain ways that you can adjust diets to a healthy diet to actually accommodate it occasionally. And that's actually a really well-balanced way to look at it too. So you can still lose weight and enjoy the foods, but you need to watch the quantities, even things like certain timing of the day of eating, and of course things like including physical activity. But it really does depend on the individual, Joel. I mean, so many different circumstances are present when people are storing weight. It may not always just be what they're eating. So you really have to look at them as a whole and saying, what's happening here?
How far out are we from the quantity we should be eating compared to the quantity we are eating?
Well, just from my personal experience in the last 15 years in practice, most people eat a lot more, if not a serving and a half to two servings more than what they actually require. And it's a lot of the distortion has come from the foods that we will consume outside of the home. So whether that be at restaurants or even takeaway foods, the serving sizes are so large. And perhaps it's not something that is taught, be it at school or handed down through the generations of this is all we really need.
How do you get through that first week when you do cut down the amount you're eating and the sort of things you're eating, and you actually feel hungry for a lot of the time? How do you kind of get past that, say, till your stomach shrinks again and you're not so worried about it anymore?
Well, this is the thing, Joel, is that a good tailored diet you shouldn't feel really hungry on. You don't want to be starving yourself. So when people are starving themselves on a diet, you automatically know that that's not going to be sustainable because, honestly, starvation is not fun for anyone and it can lead to a lot of problems too. So, yeah, we don't want to be in a hunger mode, but I do understand what you mean. If someone is carrying a lot of weight, they might feel like they are not eating as much and therefore a little bit their appetite needs to adjust. What really helps is a lot of mind over matter and focusing on the goal and focusing on the reason that they started. Because when that's in front of mind, just like with a lot of projects we'll take on in life, it becomes a lot easier to maintain on the path.
Does it help if you're in a family to actually be doing it as a family? Because I've certainly seen that where one person in a family is trying to lose weight, but everyone else around them is maintaining their current standard of eating and trying to be different to the people around you can be quite difficult.
Yeah, it can. It's a bit like having a running buddy, so that you're accountable. And this is why a lot of people actually turn to accredited nutritionists like me, so that they do have someone accountable, because I check in on my clients, you know. So I'm asking them what's going on, what have you been eating, what have you been doing. And so, look, sure, if the more the environment that we're in is certainly going to influence our behaviour. So whether that's at home, at the workplace, the more people that we have around us that are supporting our goals and that they're perhaps walking that same path, sure. It's not always the case, though, Joel. I think a lot of people might find themselves in a scenario where, whether they're sharing a house, you know, like with a friend or just a roommate, or whether they've got partners and families that don't want to diet and they're doing it on their own, they can still be very successful, but it's you just work with them in a different way to be able to get over that, to get over that temptation that might be there around them.
I've heard that a food diary can be quite helpful, and in fact can be quite startling for a lot of the people who start using them.
Absolutely, and we use it in practice every day. It's one way to not only to enlighten the person about what they're actually eating. So that's often when a person does a food diary, they do that before they come and see me. It's part of the booking process. And once they start writing things down, they actually sometimes see for themselves where the problems may be. Not always, but if that can be, they become their own sort of investigator, which is a really nice accomplishment of their own. And then to maintain a food diary, it helps them to understand perhaps, it helps them and myself as their practitioner, helps understand where they could need the extra work. So where temptations fall in, perhaps are they needing a little bit more here before they do this exercise, or before they, you know, do this certain work, or if they're shift working, or whatever the case may be, we actually work, because you can work with certain foods to support different times of the day and the different energy that you need as well. I know that's not the question, so I won't elaborate. But yeah, so it's all those sort of things that you work with the individual to, to work with their lifestyle, basically, as best you can.
Tracy, looking back over the last, say, 10 years at all the people you've helped, what are the top three things that people are doing wrong, and what can we do instead of those bad things?
So definitely I'd say that their addiction to sugar, their addiction to certain foods even, I won't just say sugar, but just some, you know, some of the unhealthy foods, and they aren't aware of that. They don't actually know. It's crept up on them. Their reliance on food as well, as a comfort, emotional eating, this sort of thing, and also then being very hard on themselves. It's amazing how little progress we will have as humans when we don't support our own selves. I know that sounds a little bit interesting, but it's very true. So I see a lot of people just not giving themselves a good chance.
How do we get over an addiction to sugar or an addiction to any other sort of food that we might happen to have?
First is the awareness of it, and second then is protocols and steps to take. So it depends on what the addiction is. And then it depends on, that the personality that we're working with. So, again, it may be a lot of mental that we'll be working with, a lot of psychological